Night of Attack. Friday, the 26th of September 1980, 10:20 p.m. Thousands of visitors to the Wiesn were on the way home when a bomb exploded at the main entrance to the Oktoberfest site, sending out a blinding, darting flame. The force of the blast threw people to the ground within a radius of 20 meters. Metal shards were blasted in all directions, with devastating consequences. A large number of first responders, police officers, and members of the rescue forces immediately took care of the injured on site. 13 people died. 211 were injured, 68 of them badly. The police were soon able to identify the perpetrator as the student Gundolf Köhler, a right-wing extremist. He had placed a homemade explosive device in a litter bin and was killed in the explosion. After the scene of the attack had been examined and cleaned up, the Oktoberfest reopened for business the following morning.
And then the detonation happened. A vacuum. A silence. It could have been for 10 seconds or for hours. And then panic broke out. People were screaming.
Mr. Kinker, 2017, survivor of the bomb attack.
I didn't hear a bang at all. I only saw a bright light and felt as if I'd had an electric shock.
Mr. Lacadinos, 2018, survivor of the bomb attack.
And suddenly, there was an incredible bang. That was terrible enough, and immediately after the bang, screams could be heard. It was as if it were the end of the world. The situation in the street just after the attack.
Mrs. Knobloch, 2019, resident near the Theresienwiese.
The last thing I thought was, it's a bomb. What on earth has that got to do with the kind of place where people just want to have a good time?
Mr. Rede, 2017, survivor of the bomb attack.
When I was going out of the gate, there was this blast wave, a burst of fire, and I flew. While caught in the air, two things shot through my head. Oops, my hair is on fire, and they'll put the blame on the left wing once again.
Mrs. Martinez, 2016, survivor of the bomb attack.
My father was the only one standing in this crowd. He had been hit in the stomach by metal shards. Somehow he found my mother between the trees. She was screaming, and then a fireman appeared and said to me, "Now let's say the Lord's Prayer." I replied, "I can't," and he answered, "Never mind."
Mr. Sasse, 2015, survivor of the bomb attack.